Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud, continuing with our discussion of the mitzvah of Netilat Yadayim. Tanu Rabbanan, at the very bottom, Netilat Yadayim L'Chulin Ad HaPerek, L'Truma Ad HaPerek, L'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim Mikdash Ad HaPerek. An absolutely opaque brayta here, which says that there are three different occasions for which we wash. They seem to involve washing to a different point on the hand, meaning less to more, but each one uses the very equivocal term ad haperek. So, the chulin, when you eat regular food, or if you're kohen eating truma, it's ad haperek, or kiddush adam raglaim that the kohanim do in the mikdash is ad haperek. And the, parenthetically, v'chol davar shechotzeitz b'tfilah b'guf, chotzeitz b'tilat yadayim l'chulin. Which means that any matter that would be considered a chatzitza on your body when you're going into the mikvah is also a chatzitza on your hands for chulin at that point in the hand that has to be washed, and for kiddush adam raglayim up to that point that has to be washed. Now it's very unclear where this parak is. So Amarav ad kan lechulin, ad kan lechuma, Ushmuel amar ad kan bein lechulin bein lechuma lechumra. Rav Sheshi Amar Ad Kan Bein Lechulin Bein Lechuma Lekula. Now, without Rashi's help, we'd be lost here. Rashi says Ad Kan means until the second knuckle, which means if you think about it, you have two knuckles on each finger, and then the third one is where it joins to the hand. So the second knuckle, which is the middle finger, is the what Rav was pointing to, Ad Kan Lechulin, meaning that's the perek for chulin. And Ad Kan Lechuma, he was pointing to the part where the hand and the fingers meet, meaning the fingers splay out from the hand. That's the parak for truma, meaning he said for chulin you have to wash less, for truma more. Ushma, remember that chulin is all anchored in a srach truma, and because of truma. Shmuel amarad kan ben lechulin ben lechuma lechumra. He said that you have to go all the way to the where the fingers meet the hand for both chulin and truma. Sheshit said they're the same shear, but Lekula, since both for Chulin and Truma, they are up to where the second knuckle is. You have to remember that all of this is related to the issue of the hands actually touching food and the concern that the hands might be Tamei and will be Matamei the Truma. So typically, when a person touches food, they touch it really with their fingertips. Okay. Now, Amra Hedya. Have Ka'imna Kamei Durabiyami, V'yamar Ad Kan Bein Lechulin Bein Lechuma Lechumra. He said exactly like Shmuel did in Bavel. Don't think that it's because he's a Kohen, and therefore he does eat Truma, and he's got extra concerns, that's why he was Machmir. He was Rabbi Shimon Levi's grandson, he's a Levi, meaning not a Kohen. He said the same thing also, the Chumra. So that is as far as the Shiurim goes. There is a Machloket Rishonim about how to understand the Ad HaPerek of Rav Lekula, and where the Shmuel Shir is the Chumra, I believe it's the Rif Shita that says that it's all the way to the end of the hand, which is why the general custom is to wash all the way to where the wrist is. Now, we didn't mention what Kiddush Adam Raglaim is, but Kiddush Adam Raglaim is all the way up until the elbow. Now, Amarav, Notel Adam et Shtei Adav Shacharit Matnah Alehen Kol Hayom Kulo. A person can wash his hands in the morning and have in mind that he's going to use that hand washing for eating all during the day, as long as he keeps an eye on his hands and he knows where they are. So Amar Rabbi Avina Livne Pakta De Arvut. This is a certain place in Bavel where there was a problem with water as a resource. He says, Gon atun de lo shchicha l'chumaya, you have a problem getting water. You should wash your hands in the morning and consider it make it a conditional for the entire day. And that's how you should solve that problem of water resources. Now, Ika de Amri b'shatat chak. Perhaps he said it's only okay for exigent circumstances. In shel b'shatat chak lo upliga Rav, which means he disagrees with Rav because Rav says anybody can do it. Ika de Amri afilu shel b'shatat chak nami. Perhaps his position was that anybody could do it. He was just giving them advice. Find it Rav, in which case he agrees with Rav. Okay, Amar Papa. Hi Arita didloy. This is another halacha in Tilat Yadayim, which is when you have a dam where the water is siphoned off, you can't wash there. Ain't not limitedly a dime. Why? Because the water is not coming as Netilat Yadayim, is not coming from a person's energy, meaning a person pouring it. It's just coming from the dam that stopped it up, and then it comes through the sluices, so that's how it's getting there. V'mikra v'gabe davla, the ka'at mikoach kavra, but they would take buckets and pour the water in, so if you put your hand right near the bucket, then it's coming mikoach ish, no limele liadayim. But let's say that the bucket has a hole in it big enough to have water get in, which is not very big, then essentially the water in the river and the water in the bucket are all the same. You could even put your hands in the bucket or put your hands in the water and do tvilat yadayim. That would be fine because it really hasn't been in a kli, because the kli is not a kli. If you have a kli that has a hole in it big enough for water to get in, you can't use it for tvilat yadayim. It's not a kli anymore. That's the din in tumah v'tahara. You have such a kli that's used for liquids and there's a hole in it big enough to let liquid in, it's not a kli anymore. If you have a kli that doesn't have revit water in it, which is, let's say, about 3 ounces, you can't use it. Rav in another place said, if you have a kli that won't hold a revit, you can't use it. Implying that, even though it doesn't have a revit, as long as it's big enough for a revit, it's good enough. The answer is lokasha, halacha to halatrei. To have one person wash, all you need is a kli that could hold a revit and just enough water to get you wet. But for two people, you have to have a full revit. Netanya, how do we know that two people can wash from the same washing? May revit no lim liyadayim lachad vafilishnaim. If you have revit, you can use it to wash one person and even two people. And the idea is the second person puts his hands underneath the first person. So it goes through the first end of the second. You'll see that in a minute. Avsheshet lameimar, kabditu amana. So he asked him in practice, are you careful to use a proper kli? Amrolein, yes we are. Achazuta, are you careful to make sure that the water has the proper appearance, that it's not all muddied? Amrolein. Ashiura, what about the amount? Amrolein, we're makpin on all of that. Ikada Amri, some say that Hachi Amarle, that his answer was not across the board yes. Hachi Amarle, amana v'achazuta kaptinan, we are careful about the kli and about the appearance of the water. Ashiura lo kaptinan, but we're not makpid on the amount, and it could be less. The Tanya, how do we know that? Because you could use water, revit, for one person, you could even use it for two. Tanya namiachi, velohi, that's not a good proof. Why? In other words, the fact is that if you have exactly revit, and you pour it on one guy's hand, and another guy's under it, and it works, that means the second guy's not getting a revit. So you see, you don't have to use a revit. The answer is no. There it's coming from waters that have been metahir another person's hand, so it's okay. But a regular less than revit would not be enough. Okay, atka Rav Yaakov min Nahar Pekod, not labat reviata. So Rav Yaakov, in the town of Nahar Pekod, set up a cup that was exactly revit, and everybody would use it as a model to measure cups that they would make to make sure it was the right size. Atkin Rav Ashi Behutzal Kuza Bat Reviata. He had a jug that was Revit also for a model. Viamarava Megufat Chavitcha Tiknat. Now remember, a barrel is used for liquid. So if you have the top of a barrel, the cork of a barrel, the top, the piece, and you hollow it out, you can then use it for until your dime. So Brita supports that and says different wine skins, if you set them up properly, you can use them. But sack v'kupa, a sack or box or a basket of a bishem, even though they could get the water and hold it, and the reason is because it was never made for liquids. Now, Ibayaluhu, mahu lechoba mapa, very famous question. Can you eat with a napkin? When you put the food in a napkin and eat it without washing, without touching the food. Mi chashinan dilmanaga. Notice the only concern here is, are we concerned that you may touch the food or lo? So Toshma, Ushanatnu lo Ritzadok Ocha Pochot Mikabetza. Ritzadok was famous for fasting, multiple fasts, to try to ward off the Khurban, a whole sugi about him in Gittin in the fifth parak. So when they would feed him a little bit, less than a kibetza, not lobimapa, he would take it in a napkin, and the notion here is that he would not touch it, but he also wouldn't wash. If it was Sukkot, he would eat it outside of the sukkah. In any case, he would not say a bracha achrona. Now, what do we learn from here? So we learned that you can eat that kind of, that amount of food outside of a sukkah, and that amount of food you don't have to make a bracha afterwards. So my love, hakabetza b'intilat yadayim, doesn't that prove to you from that testimony that if it was more, none of those things would apply? He'd need bracha achrona, he would need a sukkah, and he could not use a napkin, he would have to wash. No, tilma hakabetza by sukkah by bracha. Maybe it just means that, describing what he would do, but maybe the mapa would be good even for a regular amount of food. And for this little morsel of food, the only difference was sukkah and bracha. So we still have to settle whether the mapa works. Toshma. Shmuel ashkeche the Rav deka achal mapa. Shmuel found Rav eating, and he had his food inside of a napkin, like a wrap. Amarle avditu acha. Avdin kaden. Could we really do that? Amarle dati katsura alai. Rav said, I'm very fastidious. In other words, what he meant was, I did wash. And as part of the fact that I washed, I don't like touching food, so I put this napkin around it. So now what happened as a result? Kisalik Rabbi Zera, very famous that Rabbi Zera made Aliyah. When he made Aliyah, Shkachinu Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yasi, who are Kohanim, that's important here, the Ka'achli Bevlai Chamatot, they were eating with shmatas, and they were eating with napkins around their food, and evidently didn't wash. Amartrei Gavri Rabbi Kavataycho, you're such big scholars, Litu but Rabbi Shmuel, but you, how could the two great scholars err in understanding Rabbi Shmuel? Ha Da'atik Tzarakamar, after all, Rav explained to Shmuel that he did wash, and he nonetheless had the napkin around it. But the answer is Shemite Hadam Rav Tachlif of Ravimi Amar Shmuel. Rav Zera was not familiar with another statement of Shmuel, which is Hitiru Mapa Lochlei Truma, meaning Kohanim who always eat Truma can use the Mapa. Velo Hitiru Mapa Lochlei Tarot. Lochlei Tarot means regular Jews who keep a standard of Tahara but are not accustomed to eating Truma because they're not Kohanim. People of Kohanim are very careful about their Truma v'Tahara, so therefore they know that if they're going to eat with a napkin, they won't touch the food. But a regular guy will touch the food, so they didn't allow the napkin. You have to wash. Rabbi Yam and Rabbi Yasi, Kohanim Havu. That's why I mentioned that they were both Kohanim, and they were Truma eaters, and therefore they were allowed to use the Mapa. So they weren't doing it based on misunderstanding Rav. They were doing it based on another statement of Shmuel. Now, Ibai Elohu. We have two questions here that will take us to the end that are inverse questions. Ochel Machmat Ma'achil. What if guy's eating and somebody else is feeding him, which means his hands are behind his back? Or in some way he's not touching the food and somebody else is feeding him. Based on everything we said, he shouldn't have to wash because he's not touching food. So toshma. And there's two questions here. One question is netilat yadayim really associated with touching food or not? It seems from everything we've seen so far that it is. And the second question is, if somebody else is feeding, are we concerned that the eater will at some point inadvertently touch the food, so he should wash? So let's see. Rav Huna bar Schora have a kai kamed Rav Hamnuna. So this rabbi was in front of Rav Hamnuna serving him. Balam le umtsa, he fed him some meat into his mouth, ve'achil, and Rav Hamnuna ate it. Amar le, he said, he loves Rav Hamnuna, if you were not the great Rav Hamnuna, lo safina lach, I wouldn't give it to you. Implying, you'd have to wash, that's what we think. My time, Rav Mishum Nazar v'lo nagi, isn't it because Rav Hamnuna is a great person and he's careful and he won't touch the food, which means that a regular person, we're concerned he'll touch the food, which by the way implies that the only reason that an eater would have to wash is not because when you eat you have to wash, but because you might touch the food. And Rav Hamnuna is so careful, but somebody else wouldn't be that careful. Lo, Nazari's kadim mashia de mikara. No, what he meant was, you're Rav Huna, therefore I know that you've washed in advance. In other words, if you eat, you gotta wash, and since you're Rav Hamnuna, I know that you already washed. Toshma, so we still haven't solved it. Rabbi Zera Amarav, lo yitein adam prusa l'toch piv shel shamash. The shamash would go and serve different tables, and a person would sometimes feed him from their food, so you shouldn't put a piece of bread or morsel into his mouth, elim ken yodebo shantal yadav, until you know he washed, implying that an eater has to wash even if he doesn't touch the food. And parenthetically, the shamash has to make a bracha for every cup of wine he drinks. He does not have to make a bracha for every morsel of food. He says you even have to make a bracha on every morsel of food. So that particular issue, which is not about until the Yadam we could solve right now, I understand they're machloket. It's not a machloket. Hadik adam chashuv. If there's somebody important at the meal, so they'll keep serving food. The shamash knows more food is coming, so when he makes the bracha on the first morsel, then he doesn't have to make bracha later because he knows more is coming. Hadleik adam chashuv. Rabbi Yochanan's case is simply where there is nobody special there. He doesn't know if more food is coming, so every morsel he gets, he assumes that's the end. He has to make another bracha on the new one. But the main point is at the beginning, it says you can't feed the shamash unless you know that he washed his hands. So shani shamash tatari, that doesn't prove anything. The shamash is busy touching all sorts of things because he's serving. So therefore, he really does have to wash his hands because he might also touch the food that you put in his mouth because he's not careful. So that doesn't prove that a regular eater has to wash his hands when someone else is feeding him. Tara Rabbanan, lo yiten adam prusa l'shamash ben shechnis biyado ben shakos biyado, sorry, ben shakos biyado ben shakos biyado shebal habayit. A person should not give a morsel to the shamash, whether he's holding a cup or whether the bal habayit is holding a cup. Why? Shemi ala davar kalkala basuda. Because when somebody's drinking, we saw this earlier, and you surprise them, they may go down the wrong pipe and it may be dangerous. Okay, that's one thing. But Vashamash Shalona Talyadav, Vashamash didn't wash his hands, Asuda Tem Prutzal Tokpiv, you can't put anything in his mouth. Which proves to you right there that if somebody's eating, you have to make sure that he washes, even if he's not gonna touch the food, either because of a low plug if you're eating you have to wash, or else because we're always concerned you may touch it. Now, Ibayalu, now flip the question. Ma'achil Tsirkin Talyadai Moeno Tsarich. What about the feeder? Does he have to wash, even though he's not eating? When a woman has to feed her son on Yom Kippur, so there's several problems here, but the one that we're mainly concerned with here is that if she's not allowed to wash, on Yom Kippur, on the other hand, she's feeding her kid. So he says she washes one hand and feeds her son. He did not want to feed with one hand. And so they said, yeah, okay, you have to feed him with both hands because he did not want to even wash one hand in Yom Kippur. He had a little kid that he had to feed, maybe a grandson, and so they made a decree, you're going to have to wash both hands and feed him with both hands. Okay? Abaya says that doesn't prove that a feeder has to wash, because there you haven't washed at all that day, Yom Kippur, and you have Ruach Ra'ah in your hands. And therefore, you don't want that Ruach Ra'ah that Abaya himself learned about earlier on in our sugya, sort of, and therefore said you don't want to have that on your hands, so you have to wash, because that's already dangerous. But Stam, a feeder, during a day when he washed in the morning and maybe had a meal already, but now it's later on in the day, doesn't necessarily have to wash. Toshma, so let's see. Davur Shmuel Ashkechel Shmuel Dekai Bachi. He saw that Shmuel was weeping. Amalei Amai Kabachit, what are you crying for? Demachin Rabbi, because my teacher has scolded me. Amai. Damarli Kasafit Librai Velomashi Yadei. That you're feeding my son and you're not washing your hands. Amai Lomashit. So he said, why don't you wash your hands? Amalei Hu Achiv Anamashina. I said, what? He's eating and I should wash? So not only your rabbi didn't know the halacha, mimchanamimachi is also protesting against you. In other words, you were right not to wash. Ve'elchatan, therefore, ochel machmat machil, if you're eating and someone else is feeding you, tzarich nitalat yadayim, you have to wash. Machil, einot tzarich nitalat yadayim, the feeder does not have to wash. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up with the next Mishnah, the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.